Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We are live at Metro Bottle Guys, hanging out Marietta Boulevard. We've been here since 2 o'clock, and so have our friends from Duck Bourbon. And guys, we've been talking about the tasting that's going on.
You bet it's a tasty tasting. You know, 1 ounce, I don't think is enough. Did you see the guy, by the way, before we get to Connor Riley? Day-Day noticed it. A guy brought his own little snifter.
Did he really?
Like his own little glass, with the bell-shaped glass.
Professional,
as if some of Carl, that's the guy that might spend like, I don't know, a month on the bourbon trail
in
Kentucky.
No, it's there's something to it. You know, we talk about fine wines and bourbons. I know some people think you're a snob.
You got to sniff it, man.
But there is something to, absolutely, getting the smell and understanding the flavor profile.
The notes.
Which this, by the way, this Duck Club bourbon has flavor profile. They have two different flavors or two different types, guys. A 92 proof and then a 110 proof. But come check it out. One's age 5 to 6 years. One is 5 to 8. And they're right here as you walk in.
Super smooth. Only place you can get it right here at Metro Bottle.
No doubt. All right, let's talk some dogs. Connor Riley, I feel like we could talk like for the next 30 minutes with you. It feels like there's a lot going on. But first and foremost, we got a chance to hear Kirby speak and address the media yesterday. What did you take from his comments? I know he was asked a lot about the time off, the suspended kids, talking about his rematch with Ole Miss. What was the overall message that you took from Kirby yesterday?
Yeah, so I think, again, it's important to remember they're 9-10 days out from the game, so a lot's going to change for Georgia in the coming days in terms of injuries, when guys are going to come back, and how that ultimately looks. So I understand why Kirby was being cagey there to an extent. I think the thing that was most impressive to me was the stance that he took when asked about the transfer portal and managing that at this point of year. He had the obviously now viral quote, but how about you announce that you're getting better? And there's new information that came out from an athletic report about how 90% of Georgia's snaps this year come from guys they recruited out of the high school ranks. It was the highest of any team in the college football playoff. And I just found it in a time where so much of the attention right now, yes, is on the college football playoff, but also on the transfer portal. And I think it was the first real sign that Kirby has come out and said that the transfer portal is overall a net harm for college football. And it's gotten sort of away from where the sport was for so long that made it so special.
We were just saying how, you know, Kirby, no blank Sherlock, but he is Nick Saban. I mean, he's a guy that I think Georgia fans have got to appreciate what he's built. And, you know, and using his position, you know, this week, Connor, to say, yeah, you know, guys should be talking about the practice and the work they're getting and getting better in their job as opposed to the transfer portal. But as we know, that's the exception, not the rule. Speaking of getting ready for the bowl game, Carl and I talked about it earlier. advantage Georgia that you've got some Ole Miss coaches on a shuttle between Oxford and Baton Rouge this week?
I do think that this is something that, especially as we get closer to the game, the edge Georgia is going to have in coaching. And look, I give Ole Miss all the credit in the world for going out there and taking care of a Tulane team. But Tulane, you know, their coach was already looking at the Florida job, so I don't know how fully all-in invested he was.
Yeah.
The gap, even with just limiting it to the head coaches between Pete Golding and Kirby Smart, is about as wide as you are going to see it. And I have to think that in a tight game and a high-pressure situation, that edge that Georgia has going into it is really going to show up. And I know Kirby's not perfect, but there's no one I think you would take in terms of game day management, even with some of the 2 minutes that he does sometimes, over Kirby Smart and what he does. And so with Pete Golding still being a real unknown and this being a very big game for him, I think that the coaching edge that Georgia has in this is going to make a difference over what I still expect to be a pretty close game based on the talent levels of these two teams.
Connor Riley from Dog Nation joining us, guys, talking all things dogs. And, you know, being in the playoffs, I thought this was an interesting question yesterday, being in the playoffs and having lost last year, does that give Georgia an advantage? Do you feel that way? Do you think that because they know what that is and how it felt gives them an advantage heading into this year's playoff?
I don't think so, because I buy into, and this is sort of what Kirby answered the question with, I buy into this team is just very different than last year's team. They lost a lot of guys to the NFL last year, lost a lot of guys via the transfer portal. And so when you lose roughly 30% of your roster every year, it does feel different. You have so many new guys and so many young guys. You know, Zachariah Branch wasn't really a part of last year's team. Some of the big freshman contributors this year weren't there to experience that loss. And so I just think that this year's team has been so different. I don't know how much they can take away from that New Orleans game last year against Notre Dame, especially because of all the weirdness that was surrounding the circumstances with that game, where Kirby Smart's father was injured and unfortunately passed away shortly after. Obviously, the terrorist attack that changed and moved the gate around. It was such a weird one-off game, whereas if it was a more, you know, normal sort of setting like the other college football playoff games, maybe that changes my answer on that. But that Sugar Bowl was just so weird, and this team this year is so different. I really don't know how much this Georgia team can take away from that experience last year.
Other than, you know, we've talked so much about putting too much pressure on Gunner, trying to expect him to maybe put a drive together with less than a minute to go, which created the turnover, and really was that and the kick return for Notre Dame. That's the game, you know. So, I mean, even as bad as Georgia looked at times, and we were blown away how out-physical they were, and now we've seen that transformation, how everyone has matured. You thought the one thing that would hold them back was the youth on the defensive side, Connor, and now it looks like, you know, they've got a team that can certainly win a championship. They can go toe-to-toe with Indiana, Ohio State, whoever, and obviously Ole Miss.
Yeah, this is a team, when they first met, Georgia won this game because of their offense. They didn't punt in that game. Georgia's defense for the first three quarters did not have it, gave up a touchdown on all five possessions. And since that fourth quarter where they shut out Ole Miss, 0 points on 13 plays, 12 total yards in that final quarter, this defense has ascended. And really, in the last four games, starting with that Texas game, it's gone to an even higher level. And so I think you see, especially, you know, again, you don't want to do too much cross comparison here, but after holding Alabama to just 7 points, Alabama goes on the road and puts up 27, and I'm not even counting the pick six touchdown they had in that game, puts up 27 on a very good Oklahoma defense. And this defense has continued to get better. They are healthy on that side of the ball with the exception of Gabe Harris at this point in time. And I think if the Georgia team wins a national championship, something I fully believe they're capable of doing, it's going to be because this defense is the best unit in the college football playoff right now. A lot of really good defenses out there. There's some good offenses as well. But this unit, with how it has played over last month, with the offenses that it has seen over last month, I don't know if there's a unit that is playing better than Georgia's defense right now. And I expect that to show up in this game against Ole Miss, because they really did a lot to Georgia in that first game.
Connor, can they run the ball like they did in that first contest? And are they running the ball better now? Just the overall running back situation. I mean, I think they broke Ole Miss off for 220 in that first contest.
I think they can run the ball that well once again. My hesitation in that is the lack of Drew Bobo in this game. And he's injured. We do not expect him to play. That is a significant loss. I still liked how they ran the ball against Alabama. I think they finished with about 140 yards. There's a stubbornness, and I mean that in a complimentary way, with what Georgia wants to do with the running game this year, where, again, you know, there are going to be a lot of 3-4 yard carries that don't break off the explosive plays. But I think they're okay with that. I think that this is a game where, especially because you've had some time off, you've only got a limited runway left in the season. Like, there's no point in sort of saving things. So this is a game, maybe you lean a little bit more on Nate Frazier. Maybe you lean a little bit more on Chauncey Bowen than perhaps you would if this were a regular season game. And so Nate Frazier had a big game, big impact in that first game against Ole Miss, and now he's playing with a lot more confidence. I think that's really going to show up, and I think this Georgia run game, if they are able to be consistent again, I don't know if they're going to hit to 220, but if they can get into the 180 range and they can rip off two or three explosive runs, I think that's really going to make a difference in this game because it's also going to help keep that Ole Miss offense off of the field.
All right, man, let's take a look at the other brackets. Alabama, and we talked about that amazing comeback against Oklahoma. And Oklahoma, man, the playoffs. The comeback by Georgia in the Rose Bowl, and now Alabama's comeback in Norman. Can they beat Indiana? Indiana looks so good against Oregon. We saw them certainly stifle the Ohio State Buckeyes. But, man, DeBoer and his guys just seem to rally and get up for these games.
I think they can beat Indiana. I would not be shocked if they beat Indiana. There's a talent there. I think there's a toughness mindset that they really showed in that Oklahoma game, and that impressed me there. I think they know who they are at this point. The only reason I'm hesitant, they still can't really run the football. They didn't, in my opinion, do a great job of that against Oklahoma. And look, Alabama has more natural talent than Indiana, but so did Oregon and so did Ohio State, and Indiana found a way to beat both of those teams. So I expect Alabama to be a trendy upset pick. I think we know the path to victory there. Ty Simpson going out, playing well, and executing at a high level, something we've seen him do pretty consistently this season. But I still think that this is a game Indiana is going to win just because there is something about that program, there's something about their culture where it doesn't matter about the guy on the other side of them. Indiana goes out there and finds a way to execute. They did it against Oregon. They did it against Ohio State. And I think they're going to do it again against a pretty darn good Alabama team.
What did you think of Miami with the A&M situation? Look, the defense, it was a defensive struggle. A&M, I think, had the best, you know, third down defense in the country, and it showed. But Miami found a way to get it done. Mike and I talked about Marcel Reed, you know, maybe a couple of nights earlier, not doing some things he maybe shouldn't have done. But you got to give Miami credit. Where do you have them in this pecking order?
I believe they're the team I am least confident in that can win a national title of the teams left in the college football playoff. Give them credit for going on the road and finding a way to win against a good A&M team. But if Carson Beck's going to throw for only 102 yards in that game, I just have real questions. I don't think that they're going to be able to run the ball as well as they did against Texas A&M, certainly against Ohio State, and if they get to play Georgia, certainly against Georgia there in that aspect. And if that's what Carson Beck's going to do for you in a college football playoff game, and I don't want to come across as dumping on Carson Beck because, again, I don't necessarily think that everything that happened in that game was his fault. But if Carson Beck's going to be that limited and they're not going to be as comfortable trusting Carson Beck to win them a game, I just don't trust that that team is going to have it, especially when you just see some of the coaching decisions that Mario Cristobal makes. I just have some real questions about whether or not he's a national championship-winning coach because he leaves a lot of points on the field because of the way he calls and coaches games.
It's a great way to put it. And then finally, nobody talking about Texas Tech other than maybe Carl because of the defense. The only game they lost their starting quarterback. I could totally see them beating Oregon. I think they're only like a 1.5-point dog right now to the Ducks. What do you know of Texas Tech, and do you buy them?
I don't know if they're going to win a national title. I think their fatal flaw is how they execute in the red zone on offense. And as the talent level jumps up for them, that's not something I think that's going to get better for them. And so I worry about that there in that instance. But I absolutely think that they're able to beat Oregon in their game on January 1st. You know, yes, the offense played well for large stretches that game against James Madison. And I know it was late and they were already up a whole lot. Dan Lanning was not thrilled with that Oregon team after that performance against James Madison. And that does give me a little bit of pause there of, is this Oregon team, which is a trendy national title pick, did they have a good path to getting to the national championship game? There's just been something that's been, to me, a little bit off about this Oregon program. And they do a lot of things. They beat the teams that they're supposed to beat, and maybe Texas Tech falls into that. But against the high-level competition, I just haven't seen it consistently from Oregon. And I do think that Texas Tech falls into high-level competition, especially with how great their defensive line is.
Connor Riley, before we let you go, I saw this today, and Lenore Sellers returning to South Carolina. They have officially re-signed. I'm like, well, this free agency thing is driving me nuts. But tell me what pressure is on our buddy Beamer over there getting his quarterback back. He's going to hire a new coordinator, right?
He is, and I'm very interested. You know, Georgia plays South Carolina late in the year next year. I think that's a good thing for Georgia to go there late in the year rather than early like we traditionally saw in the divisional format. because you wonder where that South Carolina program might be. You know, this was a team that began the season ranked in the top 15, and just about everything went wrong for them this season. And so, you know, you hope that Lenora Sellers takes a step forward there if you're a South Carolina fan and you want to see him play well. This is a huge year for Shane Beamer, because while he built up a lot of goodwill and has had some nice seasons there in South Carolina, it seemed like this year he gave a lot of it back, and that is very concerning to me in terms of the way that things go. Well, yes, they're able to return Lenore Sellers and bring him back. There's a guy on the defensive side of the ball, defensive end Dylan Stewart, who I think is just as important to retain. South Carolina has seen their defensive line coach get hired by LSU, so that is a transfer portal situation I'm willing to watch as well. Is South Carolina able to hold on to Dylan Stewart? Because they're going to need both of those guys to compete and win, certainly more than they did this season in Columbia.
Great stuff. Connor, appreciate you, man. As always, Merry Christmas to you. And, Connor, thank you for all that you do for our show. You have been terrific for us over the few years that you've been on with us, and we really appreciate all your hard work, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love coming on with you guys. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody.
Right on.
All right, there he is, Connor Riley, guys. And he said it. Mike, some things are going to change. We got 9 days, right? We got some time.
Yeah.
Some more things will change. The Bobo injury, though, man, I don't think people gave maybe Bobo enough credit to how good he was.
At first, folks thought he was a Nepo baby, and he turns out to be a guy that could go to the NFL, and you see it. Now, again, they were able to certainly get what they wanted against Alabama in the SEC Championship against a really physical front.
You're right.
Especially a nose tackle. So maybe that bodes well for the rest of it, but Connor says still a bit of a red flag.
Hey, man, coming up, we will play more Kirby for you on the way, but we got to get back to our Falcons conversation. Somebody asked Mike and I, hey, is it likely they reach the playoffs next season? Next season?
Well, what does the consultancy firm say about this?
Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You can't escape these dudes.
Carl has been confronted by a listener who has an issue with Carl's absolute disrespect and hatred of one Brock Purdy.
What's he done? I mean, here we go again. These guys come in here.
He led them to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, then he got hurt. Look, these guys come in here. First of all, we got an Alabama fan. He's still sporting the Milrow jersey. He walking up in here. He looking like Busta Rhymes up in here. He got a gold chain on. He's like, yeah, we won. We moving on.
He's even trying to take credit for Kirby Smart being born in Montgomery, that Alabama is actually part of Georgia's success. And not, you know, we think of Kirby as Bainbridge,
yeah,
you know, in South Georgia.
So, so he shows up. This brother, he was here last time we were here at Metro Bottle. He wanted to just come in and flaunt. He wanted me to say Alabama, own it a little bit.
Right, right.
Then out of nowhere, here comes another brother saying he's got all his 49er gear on. Have you ever seen this, another man with this much 49er gear on? He walks in and goes, yeah, what about Brock Purdy last night? The sun shines on a squirrel's ass every now and then, okay?
You just hate Brock Purdy.
Are you serious? He had five touchdowns. And when is the last time he threw five touchdowns?
So do you feel he's a system quarterback, Carl?
That's exactly how
system?
I feel. That is exactly how I feel, Mike Bell, because Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones stepped in and did the same thing when Purdy was out. Tell me I'm lying, 49er fan.
Mm.
I don't hear you. I don't hear you. Yeah, exactly. All right. I can't get away from these guys. All right, it's Dukes and Bell.
By the way, our guy also has a great point. Since Tua Tagovailoa is probably going to be cut by the Dolphins, just real quick, I was going to save this for Guy Talk, but I'll mention it real quick. He said Tua, Carl, would be the ideal candidate to lead our flag football team in the Olympics in Los Angeles, since he doesn't have to throw it very far and doesn't have to get hit.
That's really funny.
Oren, if you could find me the greatest flag football player we have in America today, I would like to know what he thinks about Tua Tagovailoa taking over for flag football. But, yeah, it's
one of
those
things. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Because, you know, it does
take his I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Because of my IQ. This guy,
that soundbite makes me laugh every. What is that dude's name again? Got to give him credit. The greatest flag football player in America.
So damn funny.
Yeah, and they're even saying like Rajon Rondo wants to play football for the Olympics team. Yeah, for flag football.
Wow.
Hey, so two out of Rondo, Carl.
For a touchdown. Speaking of football, man, what's his name? What's the guy's name?
Daryl Doucette.
Daryl Doucette. That's right, Mike.
I want to give him respect because, as he says, my IQ of the game.
I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
It's a different discipline. That's why Tua may be perfect for flag football.
We are hanging out at Metro Bottle. Seriously, brother. Man, thank you guys for coming in. And they are busting our chops about things that they, you know, feel passionate about. Obviously, Alabama fans feeling some kind of way. Alabama fans, stop lying, by the way. At halftime, y'all were thinking your coach was on his way out. In that game the other night, right? In Oklahoma, you guys were thinking he might be on his way out, and then you guys come back, and now everybody's like, "Oh, Kalen DeBoer. I mean, why would he leave?" Michigan has still not filled their job.
But Michigan, I mean, look, they've had flirtations now with everybody.
Yeah,
Dillingham staying at Arizona State, good for him. You know, they talked about, unless you feel that there is some kind of, I don't know, how can anybody keep it secret that they have reached out to DeBoer? I mean, the guys, it's just reporters saying they should talk to DeBoer. We don't know any idea if they have talked to DeBoer. But because any minute now, Michigan is going to hire somebody else? No, there's nobody out there. Carl, there's nothing linked. There's no one linked to Michigan right now. So that just adds more fuel to the fire about DeBoer, who is from the upper Midwest, albeit Dakotas.
All right, man. Mike, let's talk about our Falcons real quick. Because you mentioned it, you teased it. We got to talk about this. The idea that fans are asking us, well, how likely is it we make the playoffs next season, even if they move on from Raheem? First of all, we talking about next season already?
Now,
we're talking about next season.
The Bears and the Jaguars looked as bad as we have at times this year, but they fixed Caleb Williams and they fixed Trevor Lawrence to a degree. We don't know who our quarterback's going to be next year, but I will say this, the difference for those teams is coaching. It's coaching.
It is.
McDonald went from Geno to a different quarterback in Darnold, and it's the coaching. They've got the right assistants. Guys, who do you want? Who would you hire? I'd take Clint Kubiak. Okay. Yes, there's a risk involved. There's no risk it, no biscuit. And I heard the arguments yesterday about you can't keep flipping coaches. Well, I've got to rip the Band-Aid off when I know it's not working. I see no reason in making it 9 years of not having the playoffs in this town with the talent we've got.
Okay. So how do you evaluate this? Follow us here. We think one way and certainly about this situation and where it should go. But what if I told you? What if I told you? Mm-hmm. That there was an outside entity that was watching what's going on and how you go through your processes and what you do day in and day out with your organization to evaluate, Mike, how things are being run. It doesn't mean they're being run different or the wrong way. It may be meaning that they're being run differently. But, Mike, when you have somebody that's going to do that for this organization, and if you guys are not following us, Mike's going to fill you in, that could change how you view everything.
Now, from Albert Breer, who you guys have been reading the last 2 years, he took over for Peter King for Monday Morning Quarterback. He had it in yesterday's column. Arthur Blank's group has brought the consulting firm known as Sportology, with whom they partnered with him for a while, to work with them on the Falcons, as well as Atlanta United. Believe me, Atlanta United is all the help they can get, along with that NWSL expansion team that he's bought. But
that hadn't even started yet, right?
No, that's years away. Okay. But for those who don't know, one of the guys who works with this Sportology team was the team president of Chelsea for a number of championships in the English Premier League. Mm. So for what it's worth, and that owner of Abramovich used to go through coaches like Sox. So they got some continuity there. For what it's worth, they've got a consultant firm working on this deal, and Mike Ford is the guy. That's the former executive for Chelsea. He is the founder of Sportology, and former Texans GM Rick Smith is one of the partners. So these are the guys right now. As much as you and I and Carl, you call in every week, we break it down. These guys are doing it, but their opinion really matters.
It does, because here's what's going to happen here. And Mike and I always make fun of this because it doesn't take place as much as it used to.
Right.
But there was a time in our business where consultants were huge. And when we worked for mom and pops, and what I mean by that, these big conglomerates that most of us work for now,
right.
You would have consultants come in, and basically they would tell you, hey, here's what you need to do to beat the radio station across the street. Here's what you need to do to beat the station down the road.
Right.
And everybody sounded and did things differently, right? It wasn't a cookie cutter situation, but these consultants would come in and literally they would advise the radio stations on what they needed to do. I'm here to tell you, and I went through a bunch of this, most of what they said was crap. But management would listen to the 10% of what they said, Mike, and would change a few things, and all of a sudden the consultants would get paid a lot of money, and everybody would say, wow, look at the changes we've made. What I'm telling you is you have to take this with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean that everything this company is going to do or say about the Falcons is absolutely gold.
Right.
But, Mike, they are going to evaluate some of this stuff, and I do think Arthur Blanken, whoever has Arthur's ear, no comment, is going to listen to this stuff. And they're going to take it, and I think it's going to be a part of the decision that they ultimately make.
Well, that's the interesting thing here, because there's an article from Bleacher Report that says, you know, that because the involvement of Smith, you know, who was the Texans GM, and who apparently interviewed for the GM job back in 21 with us.
He did.
Are you objective as a consultant, or are you trying to position yourself in the way Jimmy Johnson was positioning himself for Don Shula's job on NBC for a year? I don't know. But in the article, guys, it says ultimately the decision will still be Arthur Blank's. But you would expect Rich McKay to still be around when this is all over and still part of the decision-making process as well. So, again, I know first things first, you got the consulting firm. How do they see this? Do they look at it and say, yes, there's major – it's SB Nation, by the way. That's the article. I said Bleacher Report, SB Nation.
Sure.
But is the in the article, it gets into the nuts and bolts. Carl just laid it out. Do they believe in Raheem Morris? Do they believe in this as it's constructed? Do they look at it and will they be in the ear? You need to bring your general manager in here to blow this up, Arthur. I'm sorry, you got some great players, but it's not working. Or do they say, no, you got some great players who are being undercoached, and that's why they're underperforming. So, but I hate consultants because to Carl, they're the boogeyman in our business, and sometimes it's literally they drop in, think they get a beat on the town, and they're out. Same argument that Arch has. You know, I'm saying these guys are killing Zach Robinson because they don't know Zach Robinson. I know Zach Robinson.
Right.
Because I'm here every day on the ground at Falcons. But either way, that's who Arthur Blank has turned to try to fix the Falcons.
All right, we'll keep an eye out on this. It's a developing story. We'll see where it goes. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, what quarterback who's in the college football playoffs may be dating a porn star?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, could he be questionable with cooties? Also, if the Kansas City Chiefs really move to Kansas, who's ready for the Maxim or Playboy party in Topeka? Coming up next in Guy Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Play is play. Hey, guys, we're at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard here in sort of the west of Midtown West. And we got a great crowd today, and we're hanging out with a really delicious spirit. And my gosh, Carl, folks are sucking it down, sampling Duck Club Bourbon. Two different proofs, 92 and 110. That'll get you going, baby. Smooth, and the price point is right. And the only place you can get it is right here, right now, Carl, in Metro Atlanta, at the Metro Bottle. They'll be here with us. You guys can be here till after 6? Yeah, they'll be here when at the door when we are. So hang out, man, and enjoy the good news. We got our great listeners commiserating. Again, one of the things, though, about Atlanta, guys, we're on a 49ers hat, but I don't know what happens. You know, his fans are out. It's like Day-Day, bi-coastal. I don't know what you do with these people. I don't know. These people, you know, guys who aren't Falcon fans. Anyway, speaking of football, here's a story. I spent the last half hour trying, Carl, to find out if it's factual, if it's on, if it's true.
Okay.
Is Carson Beck dating porn star Abella Danger?
Is he?
We can neither confirm nor deny.
All right.
The story now, it began, an NCAA college football podcaster named Shane Tuttle put it out there that he heard that Carson Beck is seeing this Abella Danger, who is 30. So that would be, what, 7 years his senior?
Yes.
And a star of, well, let's just say, multiple films in multiple genres in both East Coast and West Coast.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Working with more than one person at a time, perhaps, might be something she's very good at. Or maybe hanging out with a friend of the same sex. Either way, Abella Danger is her name, so Google it if you will. She's a brunette. A bit of a departure from ex-girlfriend Hannah Cavender, the former Miami Hurricanes basketball player, with her lovely sister.
Now, they broke up. She broke up with him,
yes,
right?
She said his eyes were too far apart. Looked like the slip on Ice Age. No, I'm sorry, I made up that part. That's actually not true.
Abella's a law student at Miami, so she's an actual student down there.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
This is how she's paying for her education?
Well, she's apparently got enough money definitely to pay for that law degree.
Wow.
At Miami.
All right.
So that's where the story got cooking. But according to Newsbreak Fact Check, right now it is up in the air.
Very interesting. This is you know what? I was going to go somewhere. I'm not going to.
Well,
go
I mean,
there. I'm not going to go there.
But again, I would say, you know, he could be listed again for the Ohio State game as questionable with a painful itch.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not.
Could definitely be a problem in the groin.
Yeah.
So anyway, check yourself, Carson. Don't get the cooties. Be careful out there. Thank you. Yeah, I've always thought of all the people to date. I mean, you know, unless you're very confident in what you've got going on, there's really not leaving much for the imagination if your lady friend has been in the adult film industry and you've seen her films.
That's the part.
Yes.
That's the part.
That's like what Charlie.
Like, if I don't know what you do.
Right.
And we meet and I'm like, oh, what are you doing? You know, and I never find out. That's one thing. Like, I meet you and you're like, yeah, this is what I do. And it's my job. It's your job?
Right. I remember What time we were at you met my best friend.
You know what? I'm very judgmental right now.
You met my buddy VJ. We were bartending the city together.
I'm not this judgmental.
An actress, Day-Day, you would not know this. Her name was Sharon Mitchell. She's gone now, but she was a porn star, mostly East Coast, did some West Coast stuff, kind of a short hair, sort of redhead,
yeah,
with dark brown hair. And she comes in the bar, and we're chatting, and I realize it's who she is, because my dad had an extensive collection. And so I go, hey, you're Sharon Mitchell. And you go, I love your work. And so she kisses me on the cheek. And VJ, my buddy Vince goes, wow, man, now you're going to have to go home and boil your cheek.
Oh, wow.
Well, a lot of roles that she had dated in the film industry. I digress. Okay, good luck, Carson Beck. Hey, man, Kansas City Chiefs, the Hunt family's worth $25 million, or $1 billion.
25 B.
B. So guess what they drew? A time-honored tradition. Let the taxpayers of someplace else pay for your new stadium. Crazy. After Jackson County, we told you at the end of the show yesterday, said thanks but no thanks for millions of dollars in upgrades for the Kansas City Royals and a completely new stadium for the very aging Arrowhead, which is over 40 years old. And that's old for stadiums these days. Heck, stadiums get built like a Georgia Dome.
They do.
You know? But in the case of the Hunt family, a lot of folks are saying shame, shame, shame.
Shame.
The Kansas State Legislature. And for those who don't know and probably didn't learn geography, Kansas City sits right on the border with Kansas and Missouri. So it's actually Kansas City, Missouri, I-70, you go east of St. Louis. So the idea that I said to Carl before the break, hey, man, we're going to be in Topeka for the Super Bowl party. Woohoo! Yeah, man, the Maxim party tonight is at the Radisson. Anyway, but if you go as far as the crow flies, yes, you're going to get a Super Bowl when you have a new stadium. But what's so crazy is for years, you think about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in freezing cold weather in January, playoffs, you got to go through Kansas City. And now, just like Chicago, the monsters of the Midway, Buffalo, the only guys who are staying true to their vibe is Buffalo. Everybody else is going to go with dome stadiums. Their proposed $3 billion stadium in Kansas would be a dome stadium.
I think a lot of these owners, too, Mike, are realizing they're trying to get the usage out of the stadium when you don't have football there, right? So for Arthur Blank, we love Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but, guys, they host, you know, 180 events a year. It's not just the football season.
Right.
And so I think that's part of this. Do I like it? Yeah, because it's a smart business play. But I don't like it as a football fan. As your point, like, you still got to go to Buffalo and deal with the wind and the cold. And
right.
There's something to that when you talk about playoff football.
So, I mean, we're going to be, and I saw a few guys tweeted this out today on social media. At some point, it might be Buffalo, MetLife, because that's one of the more newer ones, Levi's Stadium, Green Bay. All of a sudden, everybody's going to be indoors.
No way. Not Green Bay.
No, Green Bay. I'm sorry. The only guys will stay outdoors.
Gotcha.
So Levi's Stadium, because, you know, Seattle still is outdoors.
They are.
That's a great stadium. Obviously, the Dolphins are outdoors at the Hard Rock, and the fans are covered.
Well,
so no reason to have a dome.
Well, they redid that, and they did a great job of it.
And they needed to. They're right. Now the question, what's that new Commander Stadium going to look like? The thing is, everybody, if you have a dome, you generally get one Super Bowl.
That's right.
That's been the rule. So we'll see. Hey, man, I read an article from Joe Pompliano, who does the business of sports. He said he read the 33-page term sheet for the Chiefs' new stadium in Kansas. He said, I think it's one of the most lopsided stadium deals in NFL history. Kansas is essentially giving the Chiefs $3 billion. Stadium funding, mixed-use development funding, tax incentives, not paying for much of anything. The Hunt family. Look, it is what it is. But
well, Mike, it's a dynasty.
I think
you're a dynasty right now.
The Chiefs get to keep 100% of the revenue from all stadium activities. That's wild.
That is wild. That is wild. That is that's highway robbery.
Kansas will own the stadium. The Chiefs will pay $7 million in rent annually, which is chicken feed. That's crazy.
It's nothing.
Anyway, so you can read up if you follow Joe. He gives you the breakdown on that. Hey, we got a problem with the Hawks right now.
What's that, bro?
It's not Quinn Snyder's inability to coach defense. Have you noticed who's winning now?
Who?
The freaking Pelicans. They're on a heater.
Oh, you mean we must get to Zion?
The Pelicans have won 5 in a row. We want to sit. Now, again, there's still the lottery and all the other things that happen, but we want to sit on that top 5 pick. Pelicans, you better stop that stuff.
Yeah. What's your thought about Zion, by the way? Because remember that a lot of Hawks fans were like, man, we need to make a trade for Zion. And I was like, he's hurt all the time.
No.
Okay.
No. Now, look, it's great that he's got an
old loser.
Man. He does a photo shoot, and he's looking all ripped like he's on the cover of Muscle and Fitness.
This is true. This is true.
Can't do it, Sally. Another guy we've talked about in Hawks fans have said, what about bringing this guy to town? Well, apparently Ben Simmons putting the NBA career on hold to pursue professional fishing.
Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons.
What a softy.
Well, if you're a bass, you better hope he's soft. Ben Simmons.
You can fish whenever you feel like
he is now the current majority owner of the South Florida Sales, has made a significant shift by investing in professional fishing. He's taking control of this angling club, a team in the Sport Fishing Championship, and now has a controlling, interest. Simmons' involvement in pro fishing is not just a hobby, but a serious commitment. He aims to build the South Florida Sales franchise and grow the fishing community around Miami. Well, it is relaxing.
Well, and he's never going to get a big deal.
Travis Hunter, of course, is probably a better fisherman than a football player right now.
No, you're right about that. I would agree. You know what? He's never going to see another big deal, though. Ben Simmons, man, what a waste of talent, though. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, it just... It blew my mind when you saw, I remember the documentary of him coming out of Australia.
LSU,
and all that. And you're just like, man, you got one job. Practice some free throws. Practice a jump shot. That game, it really was the kind of like the nail in the coffin about this guy being a legitimate superstar.
Yeah,
the series against the Sixers in 21 when he wouldn't flush it.
No, it's and you know, again, people forget, like, if you've never seen Ben Simmons, he's 6'9". It's not like he's a little dude. He's a big guy.
He's a defensive force. He's like a pterodactyl with the wingspan. You're right. All right, man. Maybe Sharon Moore, the former Michigan coach, could have called Carson Beck for dating advice. A big article. Have you read it today in The Athletic?
I have not.
It's out there, and it's funny because Dave Portnoy's all this negativity about Michigan. I saw him popping off today. It's like, that's all Barstool does.
It's true.
I mean, like, I'm sorry, dude.
It's true.
I know you're a Michigan guy, but you're, as we say on Dukes and Bell, too close to it.
Yes.
There's an article in The Athletic basically says that even when he was an assistant under Jim Harbaugh, Sharon Moore would get on social media. They've talked to a number of women, a bunch of women who lived around Michigan, one who lived out of state, and he would basically find you on Instagram and
DM you.
Happy face, and then initiate.
No, you did it, Sharon.
Initiate the conversation. One woman from out of state, and they've got the whole conversation because she kept the screen.
Wow.
You know, that's the thing, boys. You know, do this. It's a dangerous game.
Yeah.
Where he's talking to her about.
Well, if you're using your real name, it is.
And she says, exactly. And she says to him, she goes, so if I come into town, what, are you going to sneak me around, put me up in a hotel?
She said this?
Yeah, and he goes, yeah, you'll have a car with a driver, but we'll figure that out.
Wow.
So he was, I mean, first off, there are some great coaches like Kirby.
Wow.
There's some great coaches. We talked about Kalen DeBoer. But some coaches out there, guys, in this advance to the NFL and college, are just glorified gym teachers. They're not the sharpest knives in the drawer, and they don't make good decisions. So the Michigan University, University of Michigan, I should say, apparently was sniffing around. Apparently he was told to cool it with some of the social media, just common sense stuff. Before things went further, and that's before he got involved with the assistant.
That's terrible. And I mean, I say that. I mean, obviously, so now this is like Puffy, right? We're going back and looking at all the history and looking at how, you know, this all went down, no baby oil included. I just think, Mike, this is a bad look. And I got to be honest, I don't think Sharon Moore is coaching anymore. I just don't.
No, you don't bounce back from
this. I just
don't. You know, I mean, unless you're in, you know, Canada.
But look, didn't we say this about who was
Bobby Petrino?
Well, that and Ole Miss's coach, right? When that whole situation went down.
That's why you got to have a real burner phone. That's what got Hugh Freeze got.
But we thought, like, Hugh Freeze has got to be done. Hugh Freeze wasn't done.
No.
So maybe Sharon Moore isn't done.
Yeah, it all depends all relative to how much success you've had. You know, and how much people do you think, are you just, you know, nuts? And the other thing is, from the police report, you know, you find out he breaks in, he's trying to kill himself with a butter knife.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
that's going to hurt.
You might as well use like an electric razor. You're not going to kill yourself, but your wrist will be smooth and kissable.
Yeah, that's going to hurt.
Anyway, Day-Day, it's a line from a movie. Come on, watch Bachelor Party. Help me out here. Day-Day's shaking his head. Why? You know, you're like my wife and my, Carl, listening. Watching,
judging.
We're hanging out here, guys, at Metro Bottle. Come on down. Get some booze. There's some great samples. You want to try this Duck Club bourbon? We'll be here to 6. We got the Falcon Report coming up next.
Yes, we do. And more on the Falcons' decisions ahead of 2026. We're talking about Rod, Terry, Kirk, Kyle, Tyler, all the things as we get ready for a big Rams matchup. We had on the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons, Dave Archer. And Dave was talking about the fact that this Rams game, and he agrees with me, it's just a big moment. And to me, this is a pass or fail. This is a pass or fail.
They've already failed in my mind.
Yes. You're judging him on the season.
Yes.
But here's the deal. The people who are going to make this decision still haven't made the decision. You still have a chance, Mike, to pass the test.
Right. Sportology is watching,
so
listening, judging.
Yes, they are. We'll get into that. We'll talk some college football as well in the 5 o'clock hour live here at Metro Bottle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.